Bienvenidos a su programación de En Cristo Nuestro Señor. Esperamos que este mensaje les ayude a conocer su fe en Cristo Nuestro Señor. Y ahora, el mensaje de hoy.
While the organization may not always consult Scripture in determining policy, they never hesitate to cite Scripture as proof of their authority. The Watchtower Society claims that it is the faithful and wise servant, or as Jehovah's Witnesses have translated it, the faithful and discreet slave, spoken of in Matthew 24. Leonard and Marjorie Chretien are authors of the book Witnesses of Jehovah. For 22 years, they were loyal Jehovah's Witnesses. Leonard had risen to the position of elder and presiding overseer.
The original belief was that Charles Taze Russell was the chosen slave. The Watchtower Society taught that the stewardship of the things of God had been taken away from the Christian churches and given to Russell.
When Russell died, they had to adjust their belief to fit a new set of facts.
Now they claim that in 1919, having invisibly come into power over the earth, Christ needed an organization to announce his kingdom and administer his affairs here. So the story goes, he carefully examined all the Christian religions and rejected them in favor of the Watchtower Society. Peter Gregerson was a member of the Watchtower Society for nearly 50 years. He was a highly respected elder and served in a number of responsible positions.
And as a result, I started to do some very serious thinking about things that were going on inside the organization. It seemed to me, though, that everything always came back to the question, is the Watchtower Society and its leadership, are they the faithful slave? I really wanted to prove to myself that the Watchtower Society was right.
Gregerson decided to examine the same teachings that Christ would have examined in 1919 when he was supposedly evaluating the world's religious organizations. The Watchtower's latest teachings at that time were published in a book called The Finished Mystery.
What I found absolutely destroyed my confidence in the Watchtower. They had said that the end of the world would come in 1914. And in this book that was just hot off the presses for Christ to investigate, we're saying that by the spring of 1918, millions of people would be dying in the streets throughout the world. It wasn't happening in 1918. Christ was supposedly examining this written material to see whether the Watchtower Society should be put in charge of all of God's interests on the earth, and they were guilty of the worst kind of false prophecy.
In addition to false prophecy, the Finished Mystery contained a number of other pretty ludicrous interpretations of Scripture.
According to them, Revelation 12 clearly shows that Michael and his angels are the Pope of Rome and his bishops.
Revelation 14 mentions a distance of 1,600 furlongs, which this fascinating book explains is the distance from Scranton, Pennsylvania, to Watchtower headquarters in Brooklyn, provided you go by way of the Hoboken Ferry and the Lackawanna Railroad.
The Bible speaks of the great sea monster Leviathan. You may want to know what the Leviathan really looked like. The Finished Mystery told Jehovah's Witnesses that the Leviathan was a steam locomotive, and this little coupling link was its tongue.
This book, the Watchtower's main teaching book of the time, included a prediction that in 1918, demons would invade the minds of the Christian church, which they refer to as the swine class.
We wish every Jehovah's Witness today could read the Finished Mystery for themselves. They would probably reach the same conclusion Peter Gregerson did.
I spent a lot of time praying, a lot of time thinking, came to the conclusion there was no possible way that Christ Jesus as a judge could have looked at this information and have given the authority that was claimed by the Watchtower Society.
Still, Jehovah's Witnesses maintain that theirs is the only true religion. All others constitute the worldwide empire of false religion, the Whore of Babylon, spoken of in the book of Revelation. The Watchtower says these religions are guilty of spiritual fornication with the political and commercial rulers of the world and will all be slaughtered by God at Armageddon. Only the true Christians, Jehovah's Witnesses, will survive. F.M. Geip, a Watchtower spokesman and member of the headquarters staff, explains.
Well, we feel Jehovah's Witnesses are the only true religion, otherwise we would be teaching something else. But the reason is because we follow the Bible completely.
To support its beliefs, the Watchtower organization has published its own version of the Bible, called the New World Translation. To lend credence to this translation, the Watchtower Society has deliberately misquoted a number of well-known Greek scholars. Dr. J.R. Manty, an eminent Greek scholar, was one of the authorities quoted out of context. The Watchtower Society has implied that he supports their New World Translation. Dr. Manty disagrees.
I have never found any so-called translation that goes so far away from what the scripture actually teaches as these books published by Jehovah's Witnesses. They are so far away from what there is in the original Hebrew and the original Greek.
Dr. Manty called the Jehovah's Witness Bible a shocking mistranslation, obsolete and incorrect.
You can't follow theirs because it's biased and it's deceptive because they deliberately changed words in a passage of scripture to make it fit into their doctrine. They distorted the scripture in many passages, scores and scores of passages in the New Testament, dealing with the deity of Christ especially.
To find additional support for their altered scriptures, the Watchtower has even turned to the occult. The New Testament, a Bible translation by Johannes Greber, has been used as an authority in many of their publications. Johannes Greber was a spiritualist, heavily involved with the occult. His translation was completed under the direction of spirit messengers, with the aid of his wife, who is a self-professed spirit medium. The willingness of the Watchtower to accept any authority is reflected in the words of Charles Taze Russell in the July 1879 issue of Zion's Watchtower, where he stated, "A truth presented by Satan himself is just as true as a truth stated by God. Accept truth wherever you find it, no matter what it contradicts."
Esperamos que esta presentación haya sido una bendición para usted. Comparta esta bendición. Invite a sus amigos a escuchar En Cristo Nuestro Señor. Para obtener esta presentación en su plenitud, favor de llamarnos al 626-926-4231. 626-926-4231. O puede dejar su comentario a ecns@podomatic.com. Esto es ecns@podomatic.com. Hasta la próxima y recuerden, conozcan su fe en Cristo nuestro Señor.